Dr. Brian McMurray, and something was sent to me. And he had an idea for how to change the way we kind of look at delivering the medical practice. And I shouldn't say medical practice, I should say healthcare practice.
The mission, to create and successfully run an internal medicine holistic practice focused on prevention and intentionally minimizing the utilization of long-term medications. The setting is a multidisciplinary practice where under one roof there are medical provider that can be medical doctor, physician's assistant, nurse practitioner, also a physical trainer, a nutritionist, and importantly, a psychologist counselor working together as a team. One common medical record. Rotating allied healthcare providers and consultants, and this is an MD telling you this, that I think this should happen, would include an acupuncturist, massage therapist, physical therapist, chiropractor, I'm an MD, I said that, and other allied healthcare providers. A physical trainer and a nutritionist would work with virtually every patient, not just the doctor. And a psychologist would see each and every patient entering the practice. It's not optional. Because I remember well at this Santa Monica conference, and I've seen it in reality, it is indeed mind, body, and spirit. But principle to all of this, whether it's the physician, whether it's the nutritionist, whether it's the psychologist, whether it's any of these people involved in this team, is a closing the loop. Because that's what's missing in medical practice today. A hugely missing thing is that there's really no team concept. Oh, you should go see the orthopedist. And then they do an MRI and you've got bulging discs. Well, they don't bother to tell you that an equal number of patients in America have bulging discs on their MRIs, whether they ever had back pain in their life or not. Little missed fact there. So people come in all the time thinking they've got some disease. It's not even a disease. There's all sorts of examples like that. So under one roof, the entire Vital Life medical team would work together. And I think we could accomplish this in a special way, and it could be a model for practice throughout our country.